On the cost of energy as misleading. Energy companies are denying profiteering after the latest figures from industry regulator Ofgem. It claims providers are now making £125 a year per customer. The regulator says changes will be coming in to help consumers, but they won't happen in time for this winter. Ian Marley works at Ofgem.
We are looking at ways in which we can support consumers, making sure that the more vulnerable people understand things like, you know, what happens if they're concerned about getting into debt on energy prices and how they can find the best deal out there for them.
The jury at the Joanna Yates murder trial has been hearing from the couple who found her body last Christmas Day. Vincent Tabak denies murder but admits manslaughter at Bristol Crown Court. The Home Office has ruled out relaxing some drugs laws. It's after official advisers suggested possession should be decriminalised, with those caught sent on awareness courses. There's a familiar sight in cities around the world today, queues outside Apple stores. The new iPhone 4S has gone on sale and it shattered pre-sale records. Australia and Japan were the first countries to get it, while in New York, queues started forming more than 2 weeks ago. Dan and Craig were first in line in London's Regent Street and told us why.
Very excited about the camera, 1080p camera, fast processor. Apparently it's very fast, so excited to see what that's like.
Excited to see Siri, see how it works.
In sport, a number of jockeys are planning a strike for Monday in protest at new rules regarding the whipping of horses. The whip can only be used a maximum of 7 times in a flat race now and 8 times over the jumps, which is roughly half the previous limit. Jockey Richard Hughes announced last night he was quitting the sport until the new regulations are reconsidered. And Michael Bublé's in London today celebrating the release of his official illustrated memoir. The 36-year-old is currently the biggest male solo artist in the world. He'll be signing copies in Piccadilly. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. Thank you for joining me today on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, joining me shortly in the studio is my guest, Scott Hornsby. He's going to be talking in particular about the Brentwood and Billericay tweet-ups, so stay tuned for that. And also, I'll be bringing you regular travel updates. I will be bringing you some local events. And I've also got some little piece of information about creativity and its valuable effect on our happiness. So stay tuned for that as well. No doubt I'll magic up some other things as I go along. Now, if you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. Let me know you're out there and you're listening. If there's anything you want me to say, providing I can, then why don't you mention it? You can find me on Twitter. I am Mindful2Move. Or you can also add me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. Now, if those methods don't suit you, you can email me here in the studio. It's radio@phoenixfm.com. Or you can text me on 0777 928 298. To kick us off this hour, we've got Duffy. And then after that, we'll have a look and see how the traffic is.
I love you.
And that was Duffy Mercy here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, joining me in just a moment is Scott Hornsby. He's going to be talking about the Brentwood and Billericay tweet-ups. If you don't know what they are, then you definitely need to stay tuned and find out. Or if you're just the sort of person that likes meeting new people and knowing about new things going on in your local community, another good reason to listen. Let's have a look at the traffic and then we'll find out more.
Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There are narrow lanes on the M25 between Junction 29, that's the A127 Romford, and Junction 30, that's the A13 Lakeside, because of a contraflow and roadworks. Also, don't forget the Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And Wigley Bush Lane in Southwold is closed at the A12 Bridge Junction because of roadworks during off-peak periods. There is a diversion in operation via London Road, High Street, Weald Road, Wigley Bush Lane and vice versa. There are no reported incidents on the tubes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Of shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Kirby's Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Kirby's Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit kirbyscoaches.co.uk.
You're listening to Drive with Gabby on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6. Don't forget you can get in touch with me today. You'll find me on Twitter. My name is Mindful2Move. And also my name is Gabriella Clark on Facebook. So why don't you get in touch? Now, joining me in the studio is the lovely Scott Hornsby. And he is here to talk about the Billericay and Brentwood tweet-ups in particular. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself,
good.
Gabby?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
I am going to now ask you what, for people that don't know what they are, what are these tweet-ups?
What is a tweet-up? I guess the easiest way to put it is it's a gathering of people that are on Twitter and they would be your followers. So, for example, the Gazette series, we've got about 1,000 followers, and the idea was to get those followers all together so you can put faces to names. The last thing you want to do is, you know, when you meet up at these things, is start calling people by their Twitter name. I don't want to keep calling you Mindful to Move. So you want to put the names behind the faces, meet the faces, and actually just talk to them in a nice social atmosphere with a couple of drinks.
Yes, and when was the first one?
The first one for Brentwood was in July this year. So we've had four now, I think. Yep, so our fifth one will be in November this year.
Right, okay. And you've also started doing them in Billericay as well.
Yes, we've had our first one in Billericay last month at the Ivory Rooms.
How did it go?
Yeah, it went well,
so
yeah.
I couldn't make it, I was quite upset.
Yeah, it was good. It was just like the Brentwood one, we were quite lucky that we had someone to help us set it up. Some guys from Basildon, Be Spotted, they're a social media company out in Basildon, Billericay area. So they helped us set it up, had it down the Ivory Rooms, and yeah, we had a good turnout for the first one. It's like all of these things, you know, the more you promote, the more coverage you get in paper and on stations like this, that we can, you know, hopefully get more people to come along. But it's, a lot of this thing is about word of mouth and using Twitter to encourage those people to come along.
to encourage them. And who helped you set up the one in Brentwood then?
The one in Brentwood was very random. It was myself and Nev Wilson had a conversation. He's the editor of the Gazette, had a conversation in the office. He just happened to have an email sitting there from Laurie Edmonds from Brentwood saying, let's do a tweet up. So we kind of got our heads together and organised it from there, really.
Oh, brilliant. So that was kind of just through the three of you, really?
Yeah, very impromptu. Let's
now,
do it.
Now, was that the first one? Because I understand you've got even more... There are even more tweet-ups.
Yeah,
now.
The Brentwood was the first one we've ever done. I mean, they're massive in America. They're massive in Australia and New Zealand as well. But yeah, Brentwood was the first. Billericay, obviously, as I said last week. But we've also got them in Redhill, Reigate, Tunbridge... Chelmsford, got one in Chelmsford as well. We've got another one coming up.
Where are you holding the one in
the
Chelmsford?
The one in Chelmsford is at the Saracens Hotel,
right,
on the High Street, and
oh, okay.
I think that will be on the off the top of my head. I think it's the 27th of October.
Right.
But yeah, the plan is to launch them in every area that we have a newspaper across the southeast.
Right. Oh, okay. Then that's brilliant. So, can you describe the sort of setup for the tweet ups? In that, if someone's coming along to a tweet up,
yep.
Let's say that we'll talk in particular about the Brentwood and Billericay ones, because that's where most of our listeners would be interested, mm-hmm, in going to. So, if someone arrives at the Brentwood or the Billericay tweet up, what time do they both start?
They always start at 7 o'clock, and we say they go until 9, but I think we normally leave about 10, half 10, because, you know, you get talking to people and you have a few drinks and you just keep talking and keep talking. But they always start at 7 o'clock.
And this is 7 o'clock in the evening, isn't it?
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the evening. In the evening, so you can go out and have a drink. It's always the Brentwood one is always the first Wednesday of every month, and I think the Billericay is the last Wednesday of every month. Always starting at 7 o'clock.
Always starting, yeah, at 7 o'clock. That's brilliant, because it is the first sort of networking group of a kind that I've ever been willing to go to, because I just can't face these breakfast meetings.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people find that they are very, very early, and therefore they don't go to as many as perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, I know there are some evening ones as well, and there's some lunchtime ones, but what I want to say, these tweet-ups are not about business networking. They're first and foremost...
No, yeah, they're both. They're social and...
Absolutely, yeah. First and foremost, it's about meeting new people and connecting to the people you follow on Twitter. If you make some really good friends, great. If you make some business contacts out of it, excellent. And like some of our guys have actually gone off and started a business out of it, then, you know, even better.
Really?
But at the end of the day, it's about meeting those people for the first time that you follow and getting to know them over a drink.
Yeah.
And see where it goes from there.
Yeah, it's quite a funny experience, because when I went, to the first one, and all of a sudden, you know, I met someone in the flesh who I'd been tweeting for ages.
Yeah.
And it's...
It's mad.
It's you!
No, we've had...
You're that person.
Exactly, because 9 times out of 10 isn't always your picture on Twitter either. It's,
yeah,
a logo, or, you know, your dog, or a flower, or,
yeah,
a cupcake. So you don't actually know what the person looks like. And lucky we do have name badges, so there is that kind of formality there. But we try and keep them themed and fun and interesting. You know, we've had Michelle Ward come down and do a bit of jazz for us.
Yes.
We've had Oliver Ward come down and do magic for us. So we do kind, you know, try and keep them a bit fun and interesting as well. But I remember one where we had Laurie from America. I think we had a guy from New Zealand that obviously both live in Brentwood that happened to go to the same university in America, or a university that was, you know, about 5 kilometres away from each other. So,
and then all of a sudden you're like, it is a small world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It really is. Okay, and so the one in Brentwood, where is that?
That's at the Eagle and Child, Chelmsford Road in Brentwood.
And so when someone arrives, they come through the door and they're all on their own.
Yep.
And then what happens?
Don't worry, there's enough people that have been going to them long enough that know what it feels like. So there'll always be someone there, like myself, Laurie, Nev, or anyone that will come along and just grab them. We know that, we'd hope to know that they've actually accepted an invite, because we use Twitvite for all the tweet ups that we have. So we kind of know who's going to come. Obviously, there are people that are not on Twitter that kind of want to come, or we had a twerging theme last month where we tried to invite people that weren't on Twitter but might want to know a little bit more about it in the old version. So don't worry, we'll, anyone that's not on Twitter or doesn't know anyone, we'll always grab them.
Yeah.
And
there's normally someone looking out for people that arrive,
yeah,
even people that have come before.
Yeah.
I've always been greeted immediately. Well, they come up to you and they give you your name badge, and if they haven't already prepared one, then they
we'll
find
out
your name.
You.
And
yeah,
that's brilliant. And there's normally, I don't know, is this a case at the Billericay one? Is there normally food there too?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. What we try and do, the aim really right from the start was to do it at a local venue. Someone that's local, someone that's independent. We all know what's happening with pubs and bars in the country, let alone in Brentwood. You know, they're closing around down our ears at the moment. So we wanted to keep it somewhere that was local, somewhere that was independent, so we can give them a bit of business for a start. And with Brentwood, we get about 40 to 50 people now come along once a month. And yes, the venue put on a bit of food for us, but then, you know, I'm sure we put enough behind the bar for them to make up for that.
I'm sure we do. And where is the one held in Billericay?
Billericay is at the Ivory Rooms.
And whereabouts in Billericay is that?
I'm not sure of the road, actually, but it's literally the top end of the high street, go over the midi roundabout, and it's just past the school on the right-hand side.
Oh, just past the school on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, brilliant. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song.
Cool.
And then we'll be talking to Scott a little bit more about why you might want to be interested in joining Twitter, and also how you can get an invite to the Tweetvite automatically if you are already a Twitter user. Here is Rihanna.
Still waiting, I'm feeling I just can't believe. Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, if you're looking for something to do this evening at 8pm, the Exchange Music Club is presenting a surprise jazz concert at the Exchange House on the corner of Blackmore Road and Meadow Rise in Blackmore. Tickets are £7, and why don't you give David Price a call on 01277 824 616 to reserve your ticket. And on Sunday the 16th of October at 3pm, students from the Creative Blast Academy present their annual concert at the Brentwood Theatre, featuring a range of group and solo performances across a range of styles from musical theatre, pop and rock. And there's special guest performance from Thurrock Golden Voices. Tickets cost £11, but £10 for concessions, and are available from 01277 200305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And if you've got an event that you'd like us to list on our website here at Phoenix 98 FM, or if you just want us to speak about it on air, why don't you let us know? You can email us the details. It's radio@phoenixfm.com. You are listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6, and I'm thankful to have some company at the moment, and I have the company of Scott Hornsby, and we're talking about the Brentwood and Billericay tweet-ups. So we've already discussed where they are. The Billericay one is at the Ivory Rooms, isn't it?
Yep.
And the Brentwood one is at the Eagle and Child on the Shenfield Road, and they start at 7 o'clock. The Brentwood one is on the first Wednesday of every month, and the Billericay one is on the last Wednesday of every month.
That's correct.
And we know what to expect if we arrive, and it's open to everyone. You can be, you know, you may have a job, you may not, you might be a full-time mum, you may not, you know, whatever. If you're on Twitter, or even if you're not on Twitter and you just want to meet people in the local community, have a social evening as well, then why not come along? And I've completely forgotten, what did I say I was going to ask you for this bit?
I can't remember.
I said it before I played the song, and now I've completely... Oh, yes!
About how people can use it.
The reasons.
Why? Yeah.
Why should? Because I'm always going on and on in my shows. If you're not on Twitter, you should be. I personally believe that Twitter is going to overtake Facebook. In some ways. Some aspects of it. Perhaps I should specify. When you update your status on Facebook...
Yep.
Now, Twitter completely destroys that, because on Twitter, it's much faster to send a tweet, and then you can connect them up.
It is.
So you tweet, and it goes straight on your Facebook.
Yeah, I can see where you're going, coming from there. I think they're both great. I love social media. I love all aspects of social media, and every day for me is a learning curve. There's something new all the time. Not the problem with Twitter. I think the thing with Twitter is, I think someone told me once, I can't remember who it was, I think it might have been David Miles, that the lifespan of a tweet is about 14 seconds. Because you potentially follow so many people.
You've got,
and your feed
so
is there, they will just
up.
come through tweets from everyone. And if you're away from your desk, like I could be for, say, half an hour, 45 minutes, you'll come back and it'll tell me that I've got about 270 new tweets.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to scroll down all of those to see all the tweets, whereas on other types of social media, like Facebook, for example, you can go to that person and see what they've said.
Right.
Which I guess you can on Twitter as well, but it's if you want to go to that person to see what they've said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You don't have your... you don't have your... you get your homepage on Facebook, don't you?
Yeah.
It kind of gives...
Yeah. Yeah, your personal profile page. Yeah,
yeah, and it kind of gives you a taster of everything.
Yeah.
I can see that. And also, now, apparently, there is a way... And in fact, a business owner in Brentwood has asked me about this, or has mentioned it to me. There's a way that you can get tweets to repeat... or to go out automatically?
Yeah, there's systems out there. You can either use TweetDeck or Hootsuite. They're basically social media platforms where you can put all of your social media users like Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, Google Plus, etc., etc. You can put that all onto Hootsuite and see all feeds in one place rather than open up different pages within an internet stream. And you can schedule tweets.
Yeah.
So you may be away for the office from the day, but you can say, right, I want this tweet to go out at 2, this tweet to go out at 4.
Okay, and how do you do that? That's
via Hootsuite. I'm not sure.
How do you spell Hootsuite?
Hootsuite.com, I think. Hootsuite.com. That's a browser version. There's TweetDeck, which is a desktop version as well. They're both free to use.
They are both free.
However, I'm not entirely sure if you can do scheduling tweet ups on the free version. You might just be able to post to them. You might need the pro version. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. But I can find out, Lena.
No, because I've always wondered that, because I'm on Twitter and sometimes I'll get all in one bunch. Mm. So it's all the same person.
Yeah.
And there's like 10. And I'm like, there's no way you just had time to write
all those
tweets.
Different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And send them all automatically, immediately after each other. Someone would have tweeted in
between. And why anyone would want to do that?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah, you'd want to plan it out properly, schedule it out so it's every hour, every half hour, or during times when you know people are going to be on there.
Yes.
You know, you want to do it during, you know, an hour before lunch. You want to tweet
half hour after the end of work. There are good times to tweet.
Yeah. So if you're not at your desk all day, then you're not going to be staring at it.
I think apparently about 6 o'clock isn't a good time.
6 o'clock in the morning or evening?
Evening.
No, I wouldn't be surprised, because people are driving home from work or on the commute, and therefore they're not going to get a signal. So it's probably, around the 7-8 o'clock time when they're actually got home and they're going to scroll through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and back to the original. No, it's my fault. I deviate all the time. It's my inquisitive mind. No. So how can we convince people to be on Twitter?
I guess it depends what you are. You've got, as you said, a business level and you've got a personal level. I guess if you're a business and you're not on there at the moment, then the opportunities are endless. Twitter is free. It's basically free advertising. Yes, you'll have to gain a following, but by putting Twitter posters, leaflets, putting Twitter on the end of your emails, etc., etc., you'll start gaining followers. You start following your friends. They'll then ask you, you know, encourage people to follow you. And if you're a business, then you've got offers, you've got competitions, you've got new products, new brands that you could tell people about. You could do test sampling. You know, get people to test some new items or products, or even ask your followers. They follow you for a reason.
Mm.
Ask them what they want to see in the shop. Ask them what they want in there. If your followers are telling you what you should have in your shop, then you're more likely to go in and buy that from them. From a personal point of view, it could be someone that's left the company where you work for, but you want to keep in touch with them, rather than just email. It could be a long-distance friend that's gone travelling. It could be following... I'm trying to think of a famous name now. I've just seen Stacey Solomon's signature there, so I use that one, for example. Follow her on Twitter, just to get a bit closer to these celebrities. And you know what? Sometimes I actually reply back. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow Alan Sugar.
Yeah, I think most people do. I'm not thinking, he's got about 250,000, I think. 250,000 followers, yeah. So the chance
of... Really? Only a 250,000? I'm surprised he hasn't got more, actually.
It might be 2.5 million, I'm not sure.
I also think it's very community. I actually think it's good for the community.
I think it's
because you can
for the community.
You can find what you can do is you can in the search box you can just type in the word Brentwood or just the
Brentwood.
Word Billericay,
yep.
And anyone that has said anything about Brentwood or Billericay, I'm sure this is how it works.
Yep.
Or you know you come across people that basically live in your community. I've made friends out of Twitter.
Yeah, that are living there or just have an involvement or want to talk about the area that they live in, and you'll end up following those. And it's a virtual community basically. And what we're trying to do with the tweet-ups is bring that virtual community in one place so we can actually talk about things. And you never know, we might be able to make things happen in the local area because these are the guys that, you know, need to be there and need to be talked about. You know, we've got councillors, we've got local businesses, we've got just people, like you said, Essex Gran.
I think he just wants to meet people. I know. It's lovely meeting her. I didn't see her.
She hasn't been there for a while.
So. Yeah, if you're listening, Essex Gran, I want to see you at the next one. And also, it's brilliant for just a service. Like now, anyone could want this. Like, be it just any human being, and I've even done it myself, I've been like, oh no, you know, you need a whatever it is,
yeah,
you know, or you don't know where to find a shop, yep, even, or you know, you need a plumber. I mean, that's like, yeah, a really common one to use.
Absolutely, for referrals for businesses.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely
and yeah, and you get someone and they're like, I yep, use that, and then you're like, right, I know I can trust that. Or even, yep, like sometimes I find it, you know, when you're shopping for something online and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to like a dodgy website, mm-hmm, you don't know where you're buying it from, you can, yeah, ask other people, where do you get your whatever supplies?
Yeah, I agree. I think we've got about 150 followers on the Brentwood Tweet Up Twitter account, and Billy Ricky, I think it's slightly less because obviously it's still quite new. But by direct messaging them or tweeting the actual person about a question or something about the area, I can guarantee you someone will get back to you and say, right, we can get it from here, you can go there, or there's this going on here. You're absolutely right, for referrals and questions, it's superb, it's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really, I have to say for myself, because I'm self-employed and I am a sole trader, what I have found really, really nice out of Twitter is I never feel alone when I'm at work, because obviously I am at work alone.
Yep.
And you, it's like I can tweet someone, or I can place a tweet at any hour of the day. In fact, you can be working at 5 o'clock in the morning and you will find other people working at, yep, 5 o'clock. You'll find other people awake.
Someone will
and
reply.
You'll find other people, yeah, replying, yeah, to you. And it's really, really lovely, because I think it helps keep you motivated to, it helps, it really has helped me. It's helped keep, yeah, really motivate me and build like my confidence and,
yeah,
For those times, you know, when you feel a bit flat.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, and then you're like, oh, or you feel really tired. You're like, I can't believe I've been working so much. Yeah. Or da, da, da.
Social media,
it's brilliant.
I think you said had an old adage that it's just young kids on there, or it's geeks on there.
It's not.
It's not. There's every walk of life is on there, and you get fun out of it, you get work out of it, you get business out of it, and they're great, which is, you know, why these tweet-ups have happened in the first place, because people are interested in doing them and going to them.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, if someone wants to find you on Twitter to find the tweet-ups, what is it?
Yeah, well, you can find me on Scott Hornsby 10. You could also follow us on Brentwood tweet-up and Billericay tweet-up.
And Billericay
tweet-up.
So
just put those in the search bit at the top and then just follow us.
Okay, and these tweet fights, how does someone get an automatic invite to a tweet fight?
Well, there wouldn't be an automatic invite. What would happen, you'd have to follow us.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And once you've followed us,
then you'll, you get a tweet
fight? You'll then see that we'll start posting when the next one is, and we'll put links to the actual tweet.
Oh, okay.
The reason we do the tweet fights is, excuse me, it's more for the venue we're at. We know we're going to get X amount of people come along, but obviously these venues are kind enough to supply us food and, you know, nibbles and stuff, so we need to give them some kind of number of how many people are going to turn up. So,
and the name badges.
Yeah, absolutely. So we could do name badges and stuff as well. So it is nice if people do that, so we know who's coming along, yeah.
Now, I think you also wanted to talk about an app.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Tell me about this app.
Yeah, the Brentwood Gazette launched a iReporter app last month. We've had quite a few downloads so far, and I really just wanted to encourage people to download it. It's absolutely free. It's available on iTunes, only on iPhone and iPad at the moment. But what it enables you to do is literally become a local reporter.
I'm doing it now.
Doing it now.
Yeah.
Hey. And the idea is that you download the app and you write a headline and you write a story, and it could be anything from something that's just happened in your local village, a sporting event you've been to, a local event you've been to, or a play that you've just seen with your kids in. You write about the story, you take a picture. If you can't do a picture, then just send in the story, press submit, and it literally just goes straight to our news desk, and then our guys will read it. They'll have a look at it, and it could make a nib, you know, a little small little story. It could go page three, and you never know, it could go front page if it's that good a story. You never know.
So it's another way of getting in touch and basically getting your stories across to the... Is there a word limit?
No, there isn't. No,
on
you can
story?
Write as,
on
the
really?
Story. You can write as long as you want. I mean, obviously, we're not going to use every single story because not all of them will be relevant to go in the newspaper. But some of them might just go online, some might go in the paper, and obviously there might be developments with the app itself where we, you know, do other things as well. But it's free, and it gives us a chance to, I guess, kind of get closer to the local community and build better relationships with people out there. There's so many budding journalists, there's so many people that just love to write, but don't, you know, can't find the time or don't want to email, but with the app, it's on your phone, it's in your hands, and you can just do it there and then.
Okay, one last question. If there are people out there that are listening and they're scared of social media, because there are still people they're worried that they're not going to be able to know how to use it, and I believe anyone really can learn how to use it. You shouldn't be scared. But if they want to, if they just want to come along to a tweet up, mm-hmm. but they don't want to do it via Twitter, is there any way that they should they just turn
along.
Up?
Just come along. If you're not on Twitter, you're not on Facebook, you're not on Google Plus, you're not on any social media form, come along. And if you've got any questions, none of us are gurus, but there's always someone with a bit of advice. As I said, we're all learning every day, but there's someone that will know some answers to some things, and if not, we can find them out for them.
Yeah.
But if we can give advice to people and tell them how to get on Twitter or how to get on Facebook, how to do things, then yeah, we're more than happy to help them. More than happy.
Brilliant. That's really good to know. Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, lovely. Now, if you have any questions for Scott, you can also email the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. I will forward on your email to Scott. And don't forget to check my blog. I'll probably get round to updating my blog on Sunday for the shows that I've done on Drive this week. So don't forget to have a look at that. And all of Scott's details will be on there. But as he said, he is at Scott's Hornsby 10, or you can follow at Brentwood Tweetup, and it's spelt TWTUP, and the same goes for Billericay at Billericay Tweetup. So please do join us there. Right, here's another song.
They said, tell him we've got no plan. believe they want you to give in.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
The A127 Southend Arterial Road in Southend-on-Sea. The lane there has now reopened on the exit slip road westbound at the A1245 Chelmsford Road Junction because of an earlier broken down vehicle, so that area of the A127 should be clearing up and becoming less congested. Also, don't forget that there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 between junction 29 and junction 30 because of ongoing roadworks. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction for bridge maintenance work. And don't forget that Wigley Bush Lane will be closed at the A12 bridge during off-peak periods. But diversions will be signposted locally.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Anderson Sinclair Design is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. With over 75% of their business coming from personal recommendations, you know that you're dealing with a company that prides itself on customer care. If you're considering a new kitchen or new bedroom, visit one of Anderson Sinclair Design's 5 showrooms, from concept right through to quality installation. Anderson Sinclair offer a friendly, personalised service. Check out the amazing offers they have at www.anderson-sinclair.co.uk. Anderson Sinclair Design. We're not satisfied until you're delighted.
If you live in a house with only one window,
it's so dark,
and only one door, you'll think that the latest offer from SafeStar UK is rubbish. But if you're lucky enough to have more than one window and the luxury of two doors in your home, you'll be cock-a-hoop. Because right now at SafeStar, when you buy one window or door, you get another one free. I said, you buy one, get one free. There's flexible payment and interest-free finance available. So if you want more windows and doors for less, see safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107 now. Representative 0% APR.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Monday the 17th of October at 8pm, The Lazy Gardener is a talk by Hilary Newman presented by the Billericay Horticultural Society. And you will find this held at the Day Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay. All are welcome. And on Thursday the 20th of October at 8am until 2pm, there's an outdoor drive-in antiques and collectors flea market at the Brentwood Centre Showground in the Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood, and admission is free.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And for a full list of our events, why don't you have a look at the website? It's all the www.phoenixfm.com. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6. It's Friday. Hooray. And the sun is shining. We have had a lovely day here in Brentwood. And I hope it's been the same for Billericay. I'm sure it can't have been that much different. It can't be snowing there and sunny here. Now, still to come on my show,
Oh dear, I've got something in my tooth and now it's... Oh, now it needs to be eaten. Sorry, I do apologise. Now, still to come on my show, I'm going to be able to. Thank goodness I can talk. I think I'd explode if I couldn't. I'm going to be talking about creativity and its effect on our happiness. And I'm also going to be talking about the guests that you can expect to see on my shows next week, and I'll be bringing you a little bit more information. And a massive thank you to my guest Scott Hornsby for coming in today to talk about the Billericay and Brentwood tweet ups. Aren't we lucky to have this new social meeting that's happening once a month where we can meet other people, meeting face to face but inspired by social networking, which just goes to show that the internet's not all that bad, is it really? Now, if you want to find me on the internet, you can. My name on Twitter is Mindful2Move. It's the number 2. You'll probably also find me if you just type in my name, Gabriella Clark with an E. And you'll also find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. Or you can even like my page, and my page on Facebook is Mind Health Movement. So there you go. Stay tuned for the rest of my show, and if there's anything you want me to raise or talk about, or a song that you want me to play, then just get in touch with me in the ways I've just explained.
Say it's coming. every Friday evening here on Phoenix FM. Join me, Steve Robertson, along with Dave Turner and Dan Westrom for the commentary box. We'll have the very latest local, national and international sporting news, and we'll be looking forward to what's always a busy weekend in the world of sport.
The commentary box, Fridays between 8 and 10.
Friday nights on Phoenix FM, 10 until midnight, is the place for the perfect mix of late night music to bring your week to a relaxing conclusion. I am Patrick Sherring and I'll be your host for a couple of hours of chilled music and chat. So if you want to hear late night radio at its best, join me on Phoenix 98 FM every Friday from 10 o'clock. See you there.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this